The Marine Corps says warfighting will always be its first priority, but a close second is ensuring quality of life for service members and their families. That said, there's definitely not a guarantee that the support programs the military has built over the past dozen years will survive the next several years of budget cuts. Brigadier General Russell Sanborn is the Marine Corps' Director of Marine and Family Programs. He says his service, like the rest of the military, was allowed to try out a lot of new ideas when DOD was flush with cash. It's now looking for evidence that those programs are actually working.
There are a tremendous amount of programs out there. Does anybody truly have a handle on, are they synchronized? Are they integrated? Are they effective? Have they been vetted by independent? I am all for more programs, as long as that program you can show the effectiveness, you can show the efficiency of it.
Sanborn spoke at the Brookings Institution, which just released an updated journal in an ongoing project with Princeton University called The Future of Children. Among the author's many conclusions, DOD rolled out a huge number of support programs for military families and children during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but very few of them appear to be based on any scientific evidence of what works and what doesn't. And almost none of them have been evaluated after the fact to determine whether they're meeting their stated goals. Stephen Kaza is co-editor of the volume. He's a professor of psychiatry at the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, and he says there's still a lot that outside researchers still don't understand about the dynamics of military families, let alone how to design programs to support them.
Research that focuses on military children and families while growing remains quite limited. Much of the research examines their stressful experiences, for example, the impact of deployment, movement, maltreatment or abuse, and other secondary negative consequences. As a result, the existing research offers only a partial picture of the experience of military children. A truly representative account would be a balanced assessment, one that measures the effects of risks, but also incorporates a focus on strengths, of which they have many, and links the lives of military children with their service member and civilian parents across their respective life courses.
Sanborn says the Marine Corps wants to take an evidence-based approach going forward because it can't afford to do everything it's doing right now, especially if it's not helping. It's looking in particular at the services it provides for psychological health.
We recently just had a psychological health effectiveness. It was called an Information Collection Assessment Report of Findings. This is a Defense Centers of Excellence for Psychological Health, DOD program. And basically what it looked at was 141 different psychological health programs across the DOD. Our family advocacy program and suicide prevention programs rated in the top 25% of those 141 psychological health programs evaluated. Now, the point is that, again, when times are good, budgets are full, lots of programs out there, but are they truly effective? We, as taxpayers, we owe it to each other to be good stewards of our money. We also owe it to our children and to our families and to the service member, though, to provide quality service.
Beyond scientific studies, Sanborn says the Marine Corps also needs to rethink the way it evaluates its own existing programs. He says the military culture is oriented toward bureaucratic measures of performance of government programs rather than real-world accountings of their actual effectiveness.
Most of the time, what we do, unfortunately, is measure performance. How many people use my MFLAC program? Oh, 1,000. Okay. What does that mean? Why it went to 2,000? You must hire 250 MFLAX by the end of FY 2013. Maybe that's my directive. I hired 250 of them. Measure of performance. So what? I hired 250 of them. That's not measures of effectiveness. What I demand from my team and what I think we all should demand is tell me not measures of performance, but measure how do I evaluate.
Sanborn says one way might be to actually ask the people who are using the Marine Corps' family programs whether they're actually getting anything out of them.
Maybe it's surveys. Maybe I ask the customer. You went there for a reason. Did it meet your needs? Did it meet the requirements that you went in there for? Did it fix whatever that problem might have been that you addressed? Maybe that's a better measure of effectiveness, but we have to get better at measuring true effectiveness. The other thing about measures of effectiveness, you don't want to measure everything because if you measure too much, you won't measure anything. So you pick and choose wisely. one, two, three things, you focus on those. And that's where you get the most bang for your buck.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.